when he talks about the knowledge, I know, he's talking about the decisions about our lives. God is saying, I know how to direct your life. I'm the only one that can tell you how to make the right choices.
You're listening to Treasure Truth with Pastor and author James Ford Jr., Senior Pastor of the Christ Bible Church in Chicago. I'm Steve Hiller, glad you're with us today as we continue the message, What You Looking For? And Pastor, I think anyone who has walked with Christ for some time finds comfort in the fact that He does have a plan for our lives. He can direct our choices. But many of us, then when we come up against a choice, we're like, okay, I know that, so I want to do what God wants me to do. I want to be in His will. I want Him to clearly show me exactly what I ought to be doing. And then sometimes we struggle with knowing exactly what that choice is. Because sometimes we may even have two good and godly choices.
Oh, man. Well, you know, that reminds me of years ago, been a long time now, when I was preparing to bring my family, uproot them from Pittsburgh, and go get some training. And I was accepted at three schools. Mm-hmm. I was accepted at Carver in Atlanta, Moody in Illinois, and Columbia in South Carolina. And I said, oh, I don't know, you know, three great schools.
Sure, yeah.
But I had a family of five. And it was like God said to me through His Spirit, He spoke to me. Now, not audibly, Steve, but He spoke to my heart. And He said, fool, you have a family of five. What school do you think you ought to go to? And Moody was tuition free. And I struggled with that. I said, wait a minute, what if He wants me in Columbia? What if He wants me in Carver?
Yeah.
And then I began to realize, after I talked to the guy who led me to Christ, Ray, he said, you're thinking about the will of God the wrong way, Bo. That's my nickname. He said, think of a great circle. And then most people say you're in the will of God when you're in the center of the circle. He said, but think about it, Bo. If the circle is the will of God, then anywhere in the circle, you're in the will of God. And so I packed up my stuff like the Beverly Hillbillies and moved to Chicago because I didn't have to worry about paying tuition. And let me show you how God works. Got here, got hooked up with the Baptist General Conference, which is now Converge Worldwide. God gave me favor with a missionary, and my entire education at Moody and at Trinity was completely paid for, all my books and everything.
Yeah.
And so God confirmed that the choice I made inside that circle, He was pleased with, because then not only did I have to pay tuition, I have to pay for books or anything. And that was over $200,000 for a master's degree.
Wow.
You know,
yeah.
That's how God works.
Yeah. Well, I love the fact that you got to that point of recognizing, hey, we've got three good decisions that can fall within God's will.
That's
and sometimes
right.
God just says, you get to pick.
Pick one.
You get to pick one.
That's it.
Yeah. What a great way to begin our time together here. If you're just joining us, we are in Jeremiah 29. So grab a Bible and open it there as we continue. What you looking for? Here is Pastor Ford.
Here in verse 11 is the hinge of the entire pericope. All the way through, he's telling them how to make the best out of your own mess. But verse 11 is the hinge that holds everything together. I'm not going to read the whole thing, just verse 11. He says, listen, I know the plans I have for you, plans for good and not for evil, to bring you to an expected end. Wow. What a promise. Here's what he says. It's the old Bill Bright. God has a wonderful plan for your life. That's the theme. And so there's four aspects of his plan. Now, you're going to have to bear with me. Why we have to bear with you, Pastor Ford? Because most people don't come to church on Sunday morning for Bible study. But I'm a Bible teacher. And when I looked at this passage, I couldn't help but put together a Bible study. So if you'll just hold up for a little bit, I'm going to go ahead and have Bible study. And then once I finish it, then I'll come back and preach the sermon. All right? All right, so if you want to fall asleep, you got about 4 minutes. Now watch this. This is powerful because here it is. Here's the four aspects. He says, I want to tell you about the knowledge of the plan I have for your life. Then he talks about the key to the plan that I have for your life. Then he talks about the kind of plan that he has for your life. Then he talks about the keeping of the plan for your life. Now watch this. When he talks about the knowledge, I know, he's talking about the decisions about our lives. God is saying, I know how to direct your life. I'm the only one that can tell you how to make the right choices. That's why the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, he will direct your path. So then he says, the key to the plan, that's the details of your life. The kind of plan, that's the directions for your life. And the keeping of the plan, that's the destinations to your life. So God says, I have the knowledge of the plan, the key to the plan, the kind of plan, the keeping of the plan. So then the decisions, the details, the directions, and the destinations, I got all of that covered. So what is that, God? Well, the knowledge of the plan, the decisions about our lives, that's the sovereignty of God over our lives. The key to the plan, the details of my life, that's the strength of God for my life. The kind of plan, the directions for my life, that's the sufficiency of God in my life. I don't need anything because I got God. Then the keeping of the plan, the destinations to my life, that's the sustaining of God to my life. So then here's what God does. In verse 11, we have four attributes of God that got us covered. Say, what are they? I'm glad you asked. I'm going to tell you now. I know the knowledge of the plan, that's God's omniscience. He knows everything. So he's saying, you don't know, take a chill pill, because I know. I know what you don't know. I know what you can't know. So when you don't know, why are you going to the pastor, Big Mama, all these people? How come you don't just make the shortest distance between getting the information you want by getting on your knees and talking to your God? Then notice his omnipotence. Then his omnigoodness. I just made that up. And then his omnipresence. So here's what God says. I got a wonderful plan. Let me tell you why it's wonderful. Because first of all, it includes my person. Second of all, it includes my power. Third of all, it includes my provision. Fourth of all, it includes my pleasure. What else could you want? Okay, now you can wake up. I'm getting ready to preach. Notice then, I know the thoughts. This is what he says. The knowledge of God's will for your life is known by God alone. It's an emphatic. Somebody tell me real quick, what's emphatic? I and I alone. In other words, God says he's the only one that has full knowledge of where you're going and how you're going to get there. Now, I don't know whether or not you take relief in that, because we people, we always got to know. But how many of you will admit that if God told you some of the stuff you had to go through to get to where he was taking you, you never would have come out of your crib? I never would have left Pittsburgh. If I known, am I right, Sugar Bay? We'd have never left. You better get somebody else. We got to go through all that just to get here. Deuteronomy 29:29 says this, the secret thing belongeth to the Lord, but those things that are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever. The secret thing, God is the only one that knows. But how are you going to know? He'll tell you. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 9 through 11 says the Holy Ghost is the only one that knows anything, but he reveals it to us. So God will whisper in our ear, go here, go there, do this, do that. I love this. Why? Because I'm in a mess that I made. I put the baloney in my life, and God is saying, you're in a mess, and you can't make sense of it, but I can. You're in a mess, and you don't even know how it's going to work together for good to those who love the Lord, but I do. So what do you have to do? I've got to stick with God. Okay. Here we go. is a Hebrew parable. This thing powerful. I'm going to shout myself because I know anybody else is going to shout with me. But anyway, here's the Hebrew parable. Hebrew parable says, God is the light. And it says, prosperity is the shadow. So here's the parable. It says, walk toward the light. And as you walk toward the light, when you get close to the light, what happens? More light engulfs you. But what happens behind you? There's a shadow. So what's the light? What's the shadow? Prosperity. As you move toward the light, prosperity follows you. Now, in Pentecostal church, they'd be jumped up and down deep. But here's how it goes. But if you turn your back on the light and start chasing the shadow, you never catch it. You never catch it. In other words, there are too many people who want the full benefits of being with Jesus, but only want to be with Jesus part-time. Yeah. And that's what he says. He says, we ought to follow the light. We ought to follow the light. Okay, let me tell you what happened on Wednesday night after Bible study. I was up here and people come and talk. I'd be standing right here. And one young lady came up and she said, Pastor, I'm just praising God. I said, why are you praising God, baby? She said, because I'm in college. And I said, you ain't in college? Because she looked like she was in grammar school. I said, don't you look like you're in grammar school? Man, I hope you give out transfusions. I can use a blood transfusion because you look like you should be in grammar school. And she in second year of college. And she said, it's all paid for. God took care of everything. I said, praise the Lord. Amen. And then she said, everything's paid for, even my books. I have one more thing to buy, Pastor. I said, what's that? She said, a laptop. Now, Brother Thompson was sitting over here, and Brother Thompson said, I ain't ear hustling, but he did hear. You said you need a laptop? She said, yeah. He said, no, you don't. He said, because I got a laptop for you. Now, see, y'all don't know when to shout. Here's my point. What if she had said, I got too much homework, I ain't going to Bible study? What if she said, I'm too tired, I'm not going to Bible study? What if she said, I don't even know what he's going to be talking about, but whatever it is, I don't want to hear it tonight. You know, what if she said that? No, she was following God. She's 18 years old coming to Bible study. But if she had not come to Bible study, you never would have overheard she needed a laptop. She never would have got what she needed. But since she was following the light, the prosperity followed her. She ain't got to pay nothing. Her mama ain't got to pay nothing. Her daddy ain't got to pay nothing. Grandma ain't got to pay nothing. Why? Because God hooked her up with somebody that had the provision that she didn't know about. She came for Bible study and got a good word and a blessing.
You're listening to Treasure Truth with Pastor Ford, a message called What You Looking For? And we'll get back to this teaching in just a moment. You know, Pastor Ford is passionate about a number of subjects. That obviously comes through in his teaching and in his preaching. And if you want to check out some of the things that he's passionate about, well, one of the easy ways to see what that is would be by looking at the books that he's written. And you can do that by coming to our website. It's treasuredtruthradio.org. There's a link on the left side of the homepage that says Books by Pastor Ford. Click on that. You can see the different titles available as a paperback or in an ebook format. Again, come to treasuredtruthradio.org and click on that link, Books by Pastor Ford. Well, let's get back to the message. Once again, here is Pastor Ford.
Yeah, that's it. You know, I had it happen to me. God had to remind me. What did he remind you of, Pastor Ford? He reminded me he's the one who provides for me. So I was here, I don't remember what day it was. I think it was Friday. Friday, yes. And my light went on in my car that said my left rear tire was low on air. I said, man, they keep doing that. But I ain't going over here and getting that thing because he's going to tell me it need to be clean and it's going to cost you $30. And I said, man, you know what? No. Then I heard on the radio, 8 inches of snow. I said, you know, I don't have no cash, but I'm going to go ahead and use my credit card. So I pull over there and there's somebody in front. And I'm saying to myself, I don't want to wait. I need to get home because I got to get on this message. And I was going back up, but then the guy started walking toward me who owned the truck. He walked to me, said, hey, Pastor Ford. I said, hey, how you doing, man? He said, I ain't been in a while. He said, but I just getting the tire fixed. He's almost done. I said, okay, I'm going to stay. So he fixed his tire, Before he pulls out, he comes back and he said, here, this is for you. God told me to give this to you. So I just put it in my hand. So the guy came and he looked at my tire. He said, $30. Then he came back and he said, there's two nails in the tire, $35. I said, all right. I opened up my hand. I was given two $20 bills. Now, I tell you, don't hate, celebrate. God may let you participate. Here's my point. I'm complaining $30. And God said to me, this is what I wrote in my journal, whether he's saying it or not. I wrote in my journal, God showed me whether it's 40, 400, 4,000, 40,000, 4 million. I'm the one that got it. You went there and you didn't want to pay the money. And I showed you, you don't have to pay. I'll pay it. And then I had $5 left over. I said, okay, I might as well give him a tip because it ain't costing me nothing anyway. That's it. He's a provider for you and for me. And so we need to understand that. Now, what's the design? What do you mean the design? I know the plans I have for you. I and I alone know it. Now, what are you trying to do? Imagine now you're Israel and you're in captivity. And what's he trying to do? Calm agitation. What do you mean, calm agitation? I'm irritated because things ain't going the way I want them to go. And I don't even want to go to God because I know I ain't living right. I know I did wrong. But then God says, I know the plans I have for you. Plans for good and not for evil. Don't worry about it, baby Baba. I got this one. This one's on me. What are you going to do? You're going to calm down. Who remembers? I was going to say who remembers for $100, but somebody will remember for that. Who remembers when we talked about the disciples on the storm? And we said, Jesus said to them, fear not. Then he calmed the storm. Anybody remember why I told you he said, fear not to the disciples before he calmed the storm? He had to calm the storm on the inside. Before he calmed the storm on the outside. Because if he calmed the storm on the outside, before he calmed the storm on the inside, then the storm is gone, but they still tore up from the floor up. Anybody know what I'm talking about? God ever deal with your situation? You still worried about it, still tripping on it, flipping and all that kind of stuff, and God done took care of it a long time ago. And so he has to say, peace be still to our hearts before he says, peace be still to them. And that's what God's trying to do. It's Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God that passeth all understanding shall guard your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. That arene of God, where people are wondering, how can you go through this and still be as pleasant as you are? How can you go through that and still be smiling and still treat people right? How can you do that? It's the peace of God. It ain't got nothing to do with me. That God has given me a promise, and I've got that peace of God that passeth all understanding. Here's the second one, and that's all I got time for today. I just got time for 2 points today. And so what is this? This is the Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. They shall be added unto you. They shall be added unto you. They shall be added unto you. See, I like what somebody said. They said, worry is like rocking in a rocking chair. You got a lot of movement, but you're not going anywhere. So Jesus said, cast some of your cares, most of your cares, almost all of your cares. What does all mean? All means all. That's all means. Yeah. And I came to tell somebody today, why are you carrying that heavy load when you got somebody? You're carrying it on your back. He puts it in the palm of his hand. Notice this then. So he says, listen, the knowledge of the plan I and I alone have. Now watch this. He says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you. The word think really is have. So he's not just thinking. He's saying, I possess this for you already. Now get this. In point one, I know it's a secret plan. It's a secret plan. But now the key to the plan that God has for your life is a secured plan. I know I have. It's emphatic too. I and I alone have. So in other words, he's saying, don't look to agency, look to source. We already talked about that. The perception to design it and the power to do it. God says, it's me. He says, I comprehend it and I control it. This point is talking about the control of God over our situations. Because you don't know what God is doing don't mean that God isn't doing. Let me give you an example from 1 Samuel chapter 3. Saul's told by his daddy, his donkeys were lost. So Saul and a servant begin looking for him. Here's what happened. They go and look for the donkey. At the same time, his earthly father told him to look for the donkey. His heavenly father told Samuel, I'm sending Saul to you. Question, did Saul know he was going to Samuel? No, he didn't know it. He thought he was looking for some donkeys. So here it is. Let me do the contrast. See, it's mundane to Saul, I'm looking for some donkeys, but it's ministry to God. So what may be mundane to you could be ministry from God. Yeah. It's a chore to Saul. It's a choosing for God. So in the midst of your everyday movement, God picks you out and chooses you. Yeah. And so it was a day-to-day event for Saul. It was divine intervention from God's viewpoint. It was a human father sending, but it was a heavenly father summoning. You getting this? It's like he was being an obedient kid, but God was calling him to be an obedient king. That some of the things that you think are mundane are actually majestic.
So important to keep that kind of thing in mind, isn't it? You're listening to Treasure Truth with Pastor Ford, a message called What You Looking For, and we'll continue taking a look at Jeremiah 29 next time. Hope you make it a point to tune in for that. If you ever miss a program, you can always go back and listen to each and every broadcast online. Just come to our website. It's treasuretruthradio.org. There you can stream a program or download the MP3 for free. Again, that's at treasuretruthradio.org. You know, Pastor, I know that probably almost on a daily basis, we have people who are finding this radio program. They are beginning to listen. They appreciate the Bible teaching. They may not really understand how this program is produced and how we're able to get it on the air each and every day.
Right, because it is a listener-supported program. They may not know that. I received a letter from someone who was just trolling through their radio and hit Moody Radio, and my voice attracted them. And they said they listened. This has been a couple years ago, and they've been listening for a few years. Well, they had sent in a donation. They let me know. I sent in a donation to the program, something I've never done before. And I thought, wow, that's really amazing. Yeah. And even when I was working with Share, had a couple people call in and say, I've never given before, but I'm being ministered to, and I'm so grateful now to be a part of the Moody ministry.
Well, if you're a new listener, maybe you've just been listening for a couple of years now, and it's just never dawned on you that this is a listener-supported ministry, that is how this program is able to stay on the air each and every day. Production costs, airtime, all the things that happen behind the scenes, it's all made possible because of your generosity. You can give a gift right now by coming to treasuretruthradio.org and clicking on the donate button. Well, thanks for listening. Treasure Truth is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.